around this whole set of data and set of research we have is that patients do bring this lifetime of experience to the consultation. And it seems to me that another paradigm in the current NHS is that when things go wrong and when there's a complaint, perhaps not so much around a technical aspect, but it seems to me that the default position is that we as professionals have got it wrong. We have communicated wrongly. We haven't done it right in some way. Now, very often that might be the case, but not always. And we may do fantastic communication. We may do exactly the same with a whole series of patients, but because of their past history, those patients may respond entirely differently to what we're saying. And what may be perceived as excellent, caring care and communication by most patients may be seen as just not ticking the boxes, not meeting the patient's requirement for a number of patients because of their previous experience. So the bottom line on all of that is then, given that people are different, given that they bring different things to the consultation, given that their life doesn't start at 45 when we see them in the consultation room and diagnose their breast cancer, to effectively care for our patients, we must treat each individually. And each must be treated not only individually, but as a whole person for whom breast cancer is just one part of their life, a very important part and a very important life at that moment of interaction with us, but one part. And perhaps that's our breast care nurse's secret weapon, isn't it? That they do that often more effectively than us, perhaps inevitably so, because they will often go and see the patient at home, they'll often meet the family, they'll often see them in that home context and see the rest of their life. Thank you very much.